Kindergarten daven sef the Shabbos daf pei. We begin on an alf. We begin to teach the masal. This begins the words of the Gemara. Ois achas b'kulmas. If one letter is in the ink, is in the quill, ois achas b'kulmar, and one is in the inkwell, which the Gemara had a question. Do we say that those two one letter worths would combine for the minimum share of two letter worths? Now, Teis by a question. He says, "Now, avav bishesh nekul masim et starfi." Although, if one took it out in two halves, each half in a quill, that would combine. But says Teis, "says kahay gab neshem alim et starfi." But maybe in the situation the Gemara is describing it, that they're in two different mediums. One is in the inkwell, one is in the quill. Maybe that would not combine. But that's the Gemara's question. Next, Teis the master begins with the Gemara, "Vevira derech aleha," and that he passed it over it. Which Teis comes to qualify. Actually, it's not precisely necessarily that way. That is, Rav had said a chiddush. He says that if someone took out a half of a shear, which is a half of a gregris to a shusrab, and they place it down, then he took another half of gregris and he put it over that, meaning went above the first half. So if it's within three tefachim from the first half, it's going to combine. Teis says mefarash Rav Pirus says the hua din. The truth is, afilu shaloi derech aleha. Even if the second half didn't go exactly over the first half, and mevira teich shleish lekarka, if the second half went at least within three tefachim from the ground, mitzav would combine, because putting the wish and three tefachim on the ground is loved, and then it would be as if you placed on the second one. The Amr Amrin Samach, the Gemara shortly tells us that Behela Mechad Chayiv. If you're doing on one lapse of a witness, you can be liable. I feel the Shtei Rishuyis, even if it's two different domains, and it says I feel the Rabbi Yesi, who he holds that no, two different domains doesn't work. So it says Taisus Leiboy Alur Shasachas. All he needs is that it should be in the same domain. Avalel Leiboy doesn't have to go exactly on the other half. Taisus says, you know, you see, it doesn't have to be really on it as if it's like together in one thing, as long as it's in the same domain. So then, why does it say that? So it says Taisus Menaka Derech Aleha. The reason why it says that it went over the first half is to tell you an added chiddush. The Filah Gavayim and Akarka Gimel Tefachim. That even if the second half is higher than three tefachim from the ground, still chayv you're going to be liable. Why? Kibin the havatech gimel lechatzik gregis amenechas the kabekarka, since at least within three tefachim from the first half that's on the ground. So even though this second half is not within three tefachim from the ground, but it's within three tefachim from that first half, therefore it's going to combine with it and be considered a liability. But of course, if it's within three tefachim from the ground, one would be liable too, even if it's the shaloi over derech halal. So next time, the master says, begins the words of the Gemara. But Vama Rava says, Teishlech Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, this that we say works with a three tefachim, Tzarech Hanacha Gabi Mashu, at least has to land on something, and here it's not. Which Teish comes to explain that, is that really true, that we do need this, that it has to be on something, as the Gemara presumes that as a question on Rava, how could you say it works Derech Halel, even with the three tefachim, but it has to land on something and it didn't? And that's at least the Gemara's in the question. So Taz is bothered by this, because Tamil Ari, it's a wonder to the Ri. Did not come on Beresh Hazarik, the Gemara later on the Mishnah Dav Sadik Vav Malaf tells us the following halacha. Hazarik Mishra Sayachal, Rishra Sayachal, Rishra Sram Be'emzav. Someone's going from one private domain to another private domain through a Rishra Saram that's in the middle. So Bekiva Mechayiv, Bekiva says, you're going to be liable. And because he holds that it's as if it's klut to commission huntra, as if it was put down. But Chum say, no, you can be exempt. Now, Vatani Allah, the Gemara there on the next daf, Tzad Gzam Manaf, explains that Teich Gim liver within three tefachim from the ground, the Dirak Kol Chayiv, according to everyone, you can be Chayiv. It's just that higher than three tefachim, it was their machlekes. Says Teich Alma, so you see, Lekule Amalib, Inan Nocha Gabi Mashu Teich Gim, you see what you see, according to everyone, according to Rabbanan, it does not have to land on something. Of even a small amount. So that contradicts what the Gemara is saying over here for Rava. And that says the Gemara, the Tirits, that the re-answered his question. The Rava saw Rabbi Yehuda. That, you're right, but Rava helped like Rabbi Yehuda, which he's going according to that Tanaic opinion. And you're right, that opinion that was saying that everyone holds within three tefachim is not like Rava. What's Rabbi Yehuda? That makes a tefillin that's in Perkam, makes a tefillin in the Erevendav, it's on the exam base. Kabahayi Karel Rech Agag V'chul, it's told over there, but someone was reading from a scroll on the top of a roof, which it rolled out from his hand, one end of it, and fell into Rishas Ram, but the second half, he's still holding on to it. So that the Gemara says over there, if the bottom half comes with him 10 tefachim from the ground, he's not allowed to roll it back to himself, because it's like bringing from Rishas Ram to Rishas Yachas, although biblically really is no problem, because he's holding on to the other half, still that's rabbinically forbidden. But if, let's say, the half that fell down is higher than 10 tefachim from the ground, you let it bring it back. On that, Rabbi Hudaim, he says, no, he disagrees. He says, even if it's just a thread here, it's from the ground, it's like you let it roll it back to yourself. Now, but time, what's the reason? So the Gemara explains, because even though it's not, let's say, even if it wouldn't be tied to his hand, meaning even if it wouldn't be, he wouldn't be holding on to it, there wouldn't be any prohibition he would bring it back to himself. Why? The boy hanocha gabi mashu, even though it would be a hair's breadth from the ground, as long as it's not on something. So for sure, now when you're holding on to it, for sure you're allowed to bring it back. It's not even the rabbinic prohibition. That's the reason Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, if that's the case, a Rava who says over here has to be at least some hanocha and some, but something that's going like the opinion of Yehuda. But based on this, what Tesis is telling us is a machlekes tanoim in this halacha. Yehuda holds that it has to have a nocha gabi mashu, like Rav is saying, and that brisa that the Gemara brings over the Perek Hazarik holds that according to everyone, no, with him three tefachim does not require a nocha gabi mashu. Now, based on that information, Tesis Bim Timid begin to say, wait a second, then the Maipar Chasim, what's the Gemara within Avon asks and says, Lema Rav, let's say Rav who says has to have a nocha gabi mashu is katanoi amalishmaite, that is going like a machlekes tanoim, which is brought over there in that sugya. What do you mean? Well, we just finished explaining. Of course, it's like a machlekes tanoim, because the tana the brisa the hazarik l'sover kavasei. We just brought a brisa in hazarik that obviously is not like him. So obviously, it's a machlekes tanoim. That's just tesis b'shem. What you could say is the hachi park. This is what the Gemara's question was. Leimi katanoi demasnit and the hasam amalishmaite. Yeah, we knew it was machlekes tanoim, but let's say it's a machlekes tanoim of the mishnit that's brought over there in that sugya. The Behalai covered him Tan in the Brisa, Paul Gileb, because yeah, if he's not like a Tan in the Brisa, that doesn't bother us because many Amarim did not know like a Brisa. Ella Delay Lifle Rabundam Asneed and the Hussam. The Gemara's whole discussion over there when they're saying, let's say it's a Machlekes Tanoim, that is a difficulty to say that's Machlekes Tanoim of Mishnais. But yeah, that is Machlekes from Tanoim and Brises in Parak Hazarik, that the Gemara knew, and that wasn't the Gemara's question. But Miu Tamil Reed, but what is a wonder for the Reed is the following point. Later on, again, in Perek Hazarik, we learned in Daf Tzadik Zayin Mabez, that if someone throws Mishus HaYachad to Mishus HaRam, someone throws from Mishus HaYachad to Mishus HaRam, Va'avadal Ramas Mishus HaRam, and it passes four Amas Mishus HaRam, so we have Machlekes. B'yud Mechayv, he says you're going to be liable for it, so V'cham Pekim, they say you're going to be exempt. Masik, the Gemara ultimately concludes and says that it's not regarding if you're Chayv 2 or 1. Really, Rabbi Yehuda holds you're going to be liable only for one liability of Haitzah. The Chum Payton Legami comes with the Chum that says you can be exempt. It's not just from two of Haitzah and then Achnas, you can be totally exempt from any Haitzah. And Mashkach says, how could you have that? How could you be exempt? You threw from Mishus HaYachad, Mishus Rab. Oh, that's the Amu where the person said, Adinafka Mishus Rab to Nuach, he wants it. They're right when it comes to Mishus Rab, Mishalayan. And it didn't, it went even further. Oh, so it wasn't the Melech's Machshav, it wasn't what he intended. So, Kondra Bandi Mipatim. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda saw Rabbi Yehuda held that you can be Chayiv. Why? Because it actually did land where you wanted it to be. What do you mean it didn't? It went further. I'm reading Kaluta Kamisha Huntradam because we say that it was in the airspace, it was like it landed, and therefore it did land where he wanted it to be. But one thing says Taisa, we see, obviously you don't need hanocha on something, even if it's within three tefachim. You see, it doesn't have to, because you see, it has to come onto the kanzak klud kamisha huncha, and it's not because of, and that you see, he doesn't have to have on something, because if he did, then it wouldn't work, because it didn't land on anything, even with three tefachim, that doesn't work. And that says Taisa, vanilla re, it appears to the re, that you're right. The Hasam Ma'ir, you have to say that the Gemara there is talking about, b'miskalgul b'rishas haram. It rolled into rishas haram. It wasn't thrown, it was rolling in. Oh, and although it didn't land where he wanted it right when it went, it landed further. But the adav meshach kluta ba'ava, that's better than just when it's in the airspace. Ba'ava kumunach Rabbi Yehuda, then that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds you, we do have to have hanocha gabi mashu, like we find similar concept in our sugya, that is considered the hanocha, it was touching the ground, although it was rolling and never stopped over there. But for Rabbi Yehuda, that would be qualified enough to be considered his hanocha. And that Taisa ends off. He says, "V'hadu kashim m'sin the hasan." This that there's a difficulty over there in that Mishnah, the Ketani, where from that Mishnah, because the Ketani of the Mishnah, where it teaches zark l'tech arba amis, that if someone throws within four amis, when the skalgul chutz l'arba v'chulin, and it rolls out of arba amis, sham nefarsh bez Hashem yizbach. Taisa says he'll explain it over there in the Rimaschal Achzase, where it seems to be a contradiction from that sugi, exactly opposite what we just said, and Taisa is going to address it over there. Phoenix takes the master that begins the words of the Gemara, Behelim Echad, and one lapse of awareness. There's just Echad, if it's to one domain, then Chai begin to be Chai. Taisa can explain why is it different than the halacha of Ksiva, where we find that, unlike the concept that we're saying over here, because we're saying from Rabbi Yisi, someone takes out a half of a measurement to one domain, he takes out the other half of a measurement to another domain, it's going to be Pater, because the two different domains are not going to combine. So on that, Taisa bothered Hikshar Rabbein Utam, Rabbein Utam asked, Dama Baboina, the Gemara tells later on, Perka Boina, Kovdalam Abeis, Kosa Vais Achas B'Tveria, if someone writes one letter, which is half the share of Ksiva, in Tveria, Vais Achas B'Tveria writes another letter in Tzipari, Chayiv, he's going to be Chayiv. Now, why is he going to be Chayiv? Because it doesn't make a difference. You wrote the two letters. So what is it? And that contradicts it over here. Why is it so any different? So based on this question, the Niraloi Kigirsa Rabbeinu Chananel. So therefore, actually, Rabbeinu Tam actually likes the Girsa of Rabbeinu Chananel. That it's not Lirishus Echad, it's Merishus Achas Chayiv. If it's from the same domain, that you talk out, then you can be chayv. Me bezer shu is potter, but from two different domains you can be potter because they be eaten akira makam echad. The akira, which is the tanai in the malacha of hitzah, has to be from the same place. If it's not, then you can be potter. But you're right, to the place doesn't have to be the same place like we find regarding that of ksiva. But Beriah, I mean, he disagrees. He says, no, the Vadiga be Kasiva is Lamemer. No, we could differentiate. By writing, we could say the Mechusa Krave, the fact that it's lacking being brought together. One letter is in one town, another letter is in another town. Lavka Mechusa Maisadam, and that's not going to be lacking the action of the Kasiva. Ultimately, you wrote two letters, and you did the Malach of Shabbos. Avalit Sub regarding taking out, Loihavi, that's not going to be Adamaisi Tabelus Shasecha until you bring it to the same domain. Hitza is to take it from point A to point B. If point B is one's B and one's C, that's not the same Malach of Hitza, and therefore that's why you could differentiate between Siva and Haitza, and Taka Lurishus Echad Yugin Michaib, and Lurishus Shnaim, one would be Potter. Shnaim says the Master, it's begins words of the Gemara, Aval Pisla, but if it's regarding, if it's just a piece of wood, then Loi. So I just want to explain what type of Pisla we're talking about over here, because Rabbi Yossi said, again, that if there's a separate domain, that there's another domain separating, you're going to be Potter. So there's a few different opinions in that. And Abaye said, what is a different domain? That's even if a Carmelis is separating. But if, let's say, just a pisla, it's just a piece of a wide piece of wood, then that would be considered the same domain. And that says Tesis begitten the perikazerik mashman sefdes gittin that finds zaim the base. It sounds like the isbe dalad amas al dalad amas ve'ena gavayi yud that this pisla is talking about, which our gemara compares it to over there in gittin, to that it has the dimensions of 4x4 amas, and it doesn't have a height of 10 tfachim or inami, or additionally gavayi yud ve'ena ruch of dalad. Or it is a height of 10 tefachim, but it does not have a width of 4 tefachim. Now, based on that interpretation, Tesis is bothered. So seemingly, then that this pisla, so again, it's not going to be Rosh Hashanah because it doesn't have both the height of yud tefachim and the width of 4 tefachim, but then it's going to be a karmelis. So why does Abaye say it's not going to separate, but Abaye says a karmelis does separate? So Ben Rabbi says, the Lalishna Kamet Tzarech Lefarash Shach, according to the first interpretation, that's talking about that it does have an area of 4 Amos, but it's just not 10 Tfachim high, you have to explain that actually Shehu Rosh Hasharab. It's not a Kamet, it's a Rosh Hasharab. How is that Rosh Hasharab? Because Kugain Sharab Makasim of this halacha, that if it's a height of 10 Tfachim, yeah, which is not 10 Tfachim, and the public uses it to shoulder their burdens, it actually has the status of Rosh Hasharab. And that's why that is going to separate. That's why it's not going to separate, because it's all Rosh Hashanah. You have Rosh Hashanah from one side, Rosh Hashanah from another side, and that pistol is also considered as Rosh Hashanah. And says, Tesis, the reason why we have to say this, that it's like this, is because the e-carmelis, because if you would think that it's a carmelis, Ha'am Abaye, Abaye says, I mean, like one would think, because it doesn't have the dimension of Rosh Hashanah, but Abaye says, a fellow carmelis, that a carmelis would separate. So obviously you have to say, like we're saying, that no, it would be considered as a Rosh Hashanah. Now, then says, Tesis, Philopisla. Then Rava that says that actually even this piece of wood that's going to separate, Savi holds, but we just explained this to Rosh Hashanah, says, yeah, Alpha Bishu Rosh Hashanah, even though it's a Rosh Hashanah, seemingly, so it's all three, let's say, the right side, the left side, and this middle pistol, the old Rosh Hashanah, how does it separate? Says, yes, Kivin Delin Gittin, Kasha Makum of Neasmus, since regarding the laws of divorce documents, it is considered its own domain. So, Hachanami Machalik choice, as the Gemara compares it to, as Rava says that, here it's also going to be separating in the domains. Now, that Taisa brings Ulari Nira, but he holds a Philip Pisla Shu Karmelis. Now, we could even say, as the simple understanding, that the Pisla is a Karmelis. But Shani Leila Abaye, Ben Karmelis HaMetatelis, but Rabbi differentiates between the Karmelis that's movable, like this piece of wood, Lashain HaMetatelis, that which is not movable, and that is specifically Karmelis not movable, that's like just a domain, like open fields, that would be Chashav to separate, but a Karmelis that's movable, like this piece of wood, would not be Chashav to separate. So there were two interpretations, that Abaye is talking about specifically a Pisla, it's like it's just a Ram, therefore it's not going to separate, or no, even if it's a Karmelis, but still it's not going to separate because it's a movable type of a Karmelis. Tinek says the master begins where's the Gemara Mesve, but that's difficult because we learned the Brayser of Shem Lozaim. He says, which Tesis comes to explain that the Gemara's question is specifically contra Rav Huna. That is, the Gemara had said that in the Mishnah, he said that it's the type of eye paint that's used for one eye. The Gemara says, what is it useful for? So on that, he says, oh, Rav Huna said it's for the modest women that they only have one eye uncovered. That the Gemara asks from a Brayser, we see that, okay, if it's for a Fua, so that's for one eye. But if it's for putting on makeup, it's for two eyes. Like, so on that says, Taisis le Rav Huna Parch. The question is only contra Rav Huna. Because Ila av Rav Huna, if not Rav Huna, have a mukum of sin le Fua. It wouldn't be a contradiction. We would say exactly like the Brayser says. When is it good for one eye? When is it for a Fua? And we could say the Mishnah went Rav Huna. But Rav Huna explains it's Toma for makeup. That the Brayser says clearly it's for two eyes. Therefore, the question was specifically on Rav Huna. Next, Tesis Masters begins the words of the Gemara Imla Refuah, that if it's for Refuah. Tesis explains what does this mean if it's for Refuah? And that is, as we quoted the Brisa said, Rabbi Shimon Lazar, that if someone takes up this Kail, this eye makeup, if it's for healing purposes, then it's significant for one eye. And if it's lakashit, if it's for makeup, so then it's going to be specifically for two eyes. So Pirush Rabbeinu Shmuel explains, what does this mean? Im l'refuhitz niuze, if for medicine that's why they put it away, chayav nalav kalayim, then the whole world would be liable to the likal ayin achas, to even to take a demand that could be applied to one eye. Why? Because who's the time of this by? So Reb Shimon Laza Islay. It's kind of like Reb Shimon Laza that he holds in the Schayev Zeb and Machshav Dishal Zeh, that everyone could be liable for one person's Machshava. So the person that put it away for healing purposes, so that would make it significant to make another person liable for that amount. And if it's for makeup, in other words, if he did not put it away for therapy, only for makeup, then it's kadesh teinayim, then it's the amount of two eyes, the stomach, I'm the kisha, because generally it's used for makeup, and if he didn't put it away specifically for refuah, it'll be for that. Now, but that does not seem to be correct according to the Ri. Because the Lel Tana, previously we learned in the Braisa that says, Dam, how much the amount of blood? It's the amount to apply to one eye. And that we said, but Medmama, when we say this, B'maitzi, for regarding in general when you take it out. Of Matznia, but if you put it away, then B'kosher, no matter how small the amount it is, it's going to be liable. Amma, so we see, B'matznia, then when you put it away, Chai B'pachis M'likol B'ayin Achaz. You see that would be significant, even less than that for one eye. So you can't tell me that the standard is for two eyes, and that if you put away for one eye, because if you put away, it would be even less than one eye. So Benil Ari, rather, it seems to read the Hachim Purush. This is what the Braisa means. Im l'refuah, if it's for refuah, meaning, Shaisi kol ro l'refuah. No, you don't want matznei for refuah. But at least it could be used for refuah. Then shiur kedei l'klai nachas. Then the measurement is even to put on one eye. I feel like tznei l'kach, even to put it away for that, because this is has this significance in that amount, because it could be used for refuah. Or inami, or another approach could be im l'refuah. What does that mean? Shabu eisim makam eisim eisim l'refuah. In that place, they use this application for medicine. And the imla kashid, and what does it mean for a dormant? Sha'is nice the kishin. In that place they use it for makeup. Vein regin las men refuah, and they don't usually use refuah. Oh, then it's kadeh likhosh the ayah naim, then it's the amount to be used for two eyes. So Taisa brought a machleg is Rabbeinu Shmuel and the Ri, how to explain imla refuah. Rabbeinu Shmuel explains that means to say that the person put it away for refuah. And the Ri explains, no, it means that it's fit for refuah, at least in that place they use it for refuah. And because Taisa found a difficulty with the interpretation of Rabbeinu Shmuel. Next, Taisa the Nasa begins words of the Gemara, Charas is crushed. Brick is the last of pikur is the amount to make the opening of the furnace. Tosis can explain why is this any different than when we talk about the halacha of clay, which Tosis says of avagav de amaleel. Although the Gemara previously said on the fine tesam and alf, ain adam tariach legabotit, we said that a person's not going to go through the effort to knead clay kedilasa by pikur to make the opening of the kur, and therefore the amount of water, let's say, would have to be a larger amount. So then, why are we saying by crushed brick it's the amount of making that amount of the piyakur? That's just Tosis. Charos is chashav tvei mitid. Your crushed brick is more significant than clay. The mitznei nasi lasa pikur shel tzifrizav, that you would put it away to make the opening of the gold refiners of their oven, unlike that of clay. Or inami, another approach you could say is hochamayr b'magubul. He retold my word already was needed. Same thing we say by clay, that when it's needed, it's more significant. He already was needed, and that's what we're saying, that that's the amount one would put away, and therefore there's no different than that of clay that you would put away for that shear of the pikur.